Saddle up that crazy horse. It's time to knock the rust off. WBKM.org.
Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Saturday night here in Burlington, Vermont, on the heels of just a beautiful stretch of warm blue sky weather, just great to be in the studio tonight to honor Neil Young.
Great evening tonight after these glorious days. The evenings have been long and slow, and I just keep them coming. Keep them coming, Lord.
Yeah, nothing like that rebirth, you know, that renewal that you get in spring. All the buds on the trees just opening up today.
Literally.
I mean, literally today. You get the auburn reddish hue for a good week or 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden, kaboom, Vermont.
Between morning and night, the trees go some days, go through a metamorphosis that looks like it took months, but it's literally a day of pow.
And that's the thing in Vermont. You really do have four strong seasons. Like four strong winds, of course, but no, four strong seasons. All distinct, all unique.
Exactly. So, a quiet tone going into tonight's show, because we're on the heels of an important anniversary in American musical history and in American history. Unfortunately, a tragic one, as we all know, right?
Yeah, May 4th, 1970, in Ohio, Kent State. If you go back in your history books, I think we lost four people that day. Nixon had ordered troops, National Guard members, onto the college campus as the protests for the Vietnam War, the ending of that, were heating up. And, boy, what transpired was a real tragedy of enormous proportion.
A blunder of absolutely enormous weight to put armed guards out there. Whatever was happening, whoever disagreed or agreed, it wasn't at that state of violence where people needed to defend their lives with bullets.
So sad to see something like that happen here in America, where the whole premise is to be able to speak freely and to act freely, especially when it's a college campus, because our future rides in the minds of those kids.
The right of the people to freely demonstrate. And, you know, what was great about the times was that, you know, CSNY get together. Crosby throws the paper at Neil, says, what are you going to do about this? Neil takes a walk in the woods, comes back, he's got a song. Graham calls Ahmet, says, Ahmet, we need a studio tonight. Ahmet gets him a studio. They fly the masters back to New York. Within 10 days, the song is on the radio. Knocking off a rising CSNY, Graham's Our House, knocking it off the chart. And then what do they publish on it? They publish a copy of the Bill of Rights on the back of this single. You don't find courage like that in the music business in 2013. I'm sorry.
No, you don't. And the arts, as we know, have become so splintered. The art, the music, the entertainers responding to popular culture. Whereas nowadays, you know, the artists, you know, what is popular culture, I guess, Tony?
And don't touch anything divisive. Don't touch anything controversial.
Right.
Because it'll mar you. Oh, you'll be a liberal. You'll be a whatever. You'll be a warmonger. Don't say anything controversial.
Back when music wasn't just a tool for the business world.
No.
No. The musicians inspired us to get together. They united us.
And there were those brave enough to put out tunes like this. So with great respect, we roll off another wonderful week, which will have happiness in it. But, of course, we started on this quiet, somber note with Neil, Ohio, from Four-Way Street.
WBKM's Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Album, which came out just after Deja Vu, a double live album here in Ohio, or whether it's Deja Vu all over again with Find the Cost of Freedom, Stephen's tune, which they did, of course, on that great tour. So many years later, Eric.
Right. All those years later, still those same voices, and still the relevant need to really recognize what's happening. You know, when you think about war, no, it's not over there.
Mm-mm.
No, man. I mean, what did Hendrix, that classic Hendrix quote, man? As long as other people are suffering, man, there's no one that's free. You know what I mean?
And that's absolutely, absolutely right. And sad that that song was still relevant and that, you know, I find the cost of freedom buried in the ground. And a lot of suffering. A lot of suffering. Sometimes you have to fight for the rights of free peoples, but as we know, unfortunately, it's been a mechanism for much more than just keeping us free.
Feels good. Felt really good to my soul, Tony, to have three tunes like that that means something. Music that encourages not just listening, but doing. You know, those guys want involvement. Just like with Neil these days driving around in his car. No, he's not just driving around saying, look at me.
Right.
He's trying to rally the people, you know, by having a guy like Tim DeChristopher in his car. And if you don't know about Tim DeChristopher, this guy just got out of the can. 2 years in jail. Google his name and look into the story. He bought some land at an auction for petroleum, a petroleum-based auction for all these people. He mm-hmm. bought some land without the intention of fracking, and thereby the United States government throws him in the clink.
Yeah, the that industry is an, it sure ain't Goober's filling station, is it?
No, man.
You know, it's a serious business for those people, and they will take serious steps to protect their interests. And
hey, you know, I still feel this land. We used to sing it, man. You know, every day when I was a kid, we would do the pledge, and then we would sing, "This land was made for you and me." Well, and if we don't get together, the Occupy movement, this 77 documentary with Tim DeChristopher, we're all talking about the same thing.
And that's a tune that goes back to the Depression, talking about this land was made for you and me. You know, whether it's stuck your hair up under your head because the sign said, signs everywhere, there's signs, no trespassing. I mean, isn't it amazing the thread that runs through from so far back to 2013?
Right. Well, the stock market, Tony, is riding some historic levels. Right. They're doing great.
Those who are doing great are
what
doing
a disparity.
Very great.
You know, that gap between the rich. You're either, it comes down to, there's no class system anymore. You're either making it or you're not.
Well, and another 6 cents a gallon here in Vermont.
Oh, yeah, isn't that great?
The wisdom of our state legislature, when people are having a tough time making it in rural America, and your gas just went up 6 cents a gallon, thanks to our fine folks in the state capitol. I mean, what are you thinking, guys? Well, anyway.
Yeah, we got to get to something happy, and what Neil is doing with this car brings a joy to my heart.
It
really does, because he's trying to lead the way, and it's now up to us to storm the field and balance the equation, man. So if you see that car anywhere, you get out there and slap him a high five, huh?
Well, from fork in the road, let's start it back up towards some happiness, as he said. And I agree now more than ever, just singing a song.
Hey, it won't change the world, man. Action.
Send a song to
You're listening to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, presented by WBKM.org, Burlington, Vermont.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Willie. Happy birthday to you. From all of us at Farm Aid and your friends all around the world, Willie, we love you. 80 years. Unbelievable. Keep on rocking, man.
So we've got another rocker up here with us now.
Escher's Wheat Radio Hour Saturday night here in Burlington, Vermont, WBKM, and celebrating something very, very special this past week. I think we've dubbed it the Willie Week, if you will, here at BKM, as Willie Nelson turned 80 years old. And Willie on the stage with Neil and the Horse for a rippin' version of that.
Farm Aid version, right? From what year was that, buddy?
94. Yeah,
nice.
94.
Nice.
Yeah.
Boy, almost 20
like
years. And it's almost like 20 years haven't meant a day in the ability of this band to kick us right where we needed to be kicked, huh?
Oh, that's so true. Such a breath of fresh air to catch them.
Wow.
You can truly smell the horse on that one, and it smells just like flowers, baby. You know, nothing
you can,
like it.
Man.
You know, I love those Farm Aids. And Willie on stage, you can hear him picking on there with that old acoustic.
Oh, that...
You know, still... You know, that guitar, it looks like it's as old as him.
It looks like it's settled. At least five or six major barroom fights have been finished by that guitar. But it still plays, man. El Cabang, huh?
Don't you love that Willie, though? Something about... the fact that he has survived all these years through thick and thin, he hasn't changed.
No, he
you
hasn't.
Know? I mean, he's adapted to all life is thrown at him. And boy, oh boy, if you ever get a chance, hey, you can see that on YouTube as well, people. 1994 Farm Aid, just all along the Watchtower.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a treat. It's a treat to see that band play that tune like
and
that.
And Neil is extra expressive in that version, man. He is. It looks like he's on a mini trampoline the whole show.
Yep, exactly. A lot of fire. So into another one of these. Boy, we've got a lot of live stuff tonight. It just seems like the show is having its way with us. But another one of these great Australia tracks from our good friends at Rust Radio and the whole Neil community worldwide coming up, huh?
Isn't it great when you can turn to something live and it stacks
it
up, if not surpasses the studio?
We had that last week with the with that great Danger Bird.
Yeah, that shocked me. In fact, that shocked me so much that I took Tony's copy of Zuma.
He did. He took it. It's gone. I'm looking. Where is it? Where's my copy of Zuma?
I come in today, and the first thing Tony asks me is like, "Hey, did you take that copy?"
Which I'm fine with. You know, things have a way of disappearing sometimes. You know, but
well,
I
we work in a studio with so many different artists and musicians.
Exactly, and it's an open door, and we love it. But you know, I'm glad it's in your home, in your house, in your car. So it's good. But another great one from Australia, Down Under. Let's take it away. It's the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour once again, Saturday night.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like getting high. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was was hoping it was a lie. Lying in the yellow haze of the sun, there were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones. All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new
I straight from the horse's mouth. Our Neil Young News Report.
Tell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrashersweek.org, here's Thrasher.
Hey, Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young News, and spring rolls on and the wheat is popping up out of the fields everywhere we look. In every direction, we see nothing but green. So fresh wheat on its way. Today, May the 4th, this is the 43rd anniversary of the Kent State, Ohio Massacre. An event memorialized, as all Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young fans know, in the song Ohio. So, 43 years. So why is this significant? We actually had somebody on the blog made a comment about, like, you know, why are you, you know, what do you expect 43 years, you know, year after year? You know, what exactly are you looking for in terms of resolution here at Thrasher with this continuous memorializing of an anniversary of this event? Well, it's certainly definitely a good question. It's a rather complex question. We'll take a look at the blog, and if you want to dig into that a little bit deeper. But we did post on the blog about the Kent State massacre, and new evidence continues to surface about the cover-up of what really happened that day. And we don't think cover-ups of the truth are really in anyone's best interest, and I think anyone who's interested in trying to unlock some of the mysteries of the past, the present, and the future would do themselves well to maybe do a little digging around on what happened on that day. So, let a thousand flowers bloom, and, those who cannot remember the past are sometimes condemned to repeat it. On to other things. LinkVolt. LinkVolt continues to drive around out in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, the West. The latest trip chronology was documented by the passenger on the trip from Mayflower, Arkansas to Moab, Utah. And out that way, Neil Young ran across a couple of folks whose names are Tim DeChristopher and Daryl Hannah. So check out the blogs on who those folks are and what that's all about, and out there in the Canyonlands and what that topic is about. Quite an important topic. And the driver, Mr. Young himself, has put together some thoughts on his trip, and we'll just read you a little clip again. You know, check out the LinkVolt blog and the Facebook page and all of that to really see what's going on with LinkVolt out there. But, Neil wrote on his blog, imagine the beautiful, majestic canyons and valleys of Canyonlands National Park, the same legendary landscape immortalized around the world in car commercials and posters of American beauty. And you know where we are now. Imagine a nightmare where these lands are raped by big oil and the American government working hand in hand to create another tar sands disaster for planet Earth and our sacred Canyonlands National Park. The plans are made and the forces are moving. Ignoring the climate chaos that has become the new normal, ignoring the inefficiency of tar sands oil production, ignoring species becoming extinct as you read this, ignoring a chance for a clean tomorrow, these forces of reckless greed are moving forward, and if you don't do something about it and get active, raise awareness, make your own statements, then it will be partly your responsibility. The destruction will rest on your shoulders. Get active. Make change now. Fight for your freedom to choose the fuel you use. End fossil fuel abuse. End carbon waste. Begin now. Signed, the driver. And we'll wrap up here with a little update on our trip this summer. Thrasher's Week Radio and WBKM go to Europe for the Neil Young Crazy Horse Alchemy tour in Europe this summer. As we have posted recently, we're going to be there for the kickoff, Berlin, and then on to Hamburg, Amsterdam, and Paris. So four cities, three countries, 5 days. Should be quite a trip. So we'll be having more details about the trip coming up here on the radio show and on the blog. So until next time, keep on rocking in the free world.
All righty. Well, an hour slipping by so fast, but what a beautiful hour to spend with all of you friends and fans around the world. We feel you, we hear you, we know you're there.
Ah, it's so affirming, you know, to hear from people all week long about this trip to Europe. I can't tell you how excited we are and how we're going to approach this. We approach this as a huge honor to go over and bring you back the goods. We'll try to collect the energy that we feel and distill it and bring it back home. You know, I can't believe it. You know what I mean? It's so exciting.
Absolutely. And yeah, and a lot of respect for Thrasher and the fine work he has done all of these many years, and to be sharing this journey, this part of the road together right now feels just right.
It really is the solidarity of purpose. That's so much of what our respective businesses do, whether it be WBKM or whether it be Thrasher's Wheat, is guided and driven by that need to engage with one another, the need to join hands. There's no fences. We're all together.
No fences, exactly. Be a great song, No Fences, you know. Hey, just before the news, so we don't miss that, of course, two great tunes, the very familiar After the Gold Rush title track. And from Prairie Wind, No Wonder. Chilling, still a chilling tune there, really.
Both of those tunes, there's something about the Gold Rush, After the Gold Rush. I feel like I'm 14 again. I first heard that, I think, my freshman year in high school, and it sank so deep in me. I could feel it, you know. It was that whole Sugar Mountain, it was the whole... Neil is amazing like that, and No Wonder, you remember he performed that whole album on the stage of the Ryman, like we discussed before.
Well, here we are. It is time to head out into the rest of our Saturday night. We've got some great shows still to come. Please stick around.
We have a palette. You know, we like to think of it as a grand painting every Saturday night. I mean, where is it going to go? How do we paint it? What colors do we mix? Well, it's all meant to color your mind, if you will, to take you someplace and inspire you. So hang with us as Pink Floyd, another one of those bands that truly raised the bar, eh, Tony?
They did. From Sid right on down to the very, very late days where that influence was still in the band. And fantastic musicians, great songwriters, deep, deep music to really think and feel.
So hang with Craig Bailey for the next hour from 10 to 11, and then park, you know, take that link vault and park
right.
for the night.
That's right. Park that link vault in that big garage, that great big psychedelic garage, and take the musical version of the psychedelic pill before bedtime.
Yeah, that's what we'll... Hey, good one, Tony. I'm Eric Koval.
Tony Gallucci here.
We'll catch you next Saturday night, 9 o'clock, for the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
WBKM, Burlington's kind of music.
Let's ride.